Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, being it is Election Day, people say that this could be the most stressful day of their lives. That's how big this election is.
Really?
Yes.
Because, I mean, is it that going to affect your daily life that much?
Yeah, 59% of people say that this has already been one of the most stressful years of their life.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can see. I mean, it's been stressful, that's sure.
81% of us wish that the election was already over. They say most people feel the last 2 weeks before the election feel like 2 years to find out who's going to win.
I almost feel the opposite. I wish it wasn't over yet, because now we're going to end up dealing with whatever we get. And to be honest, it does make a difference, and I don't mean it doesn't, but it's like one of those things where you just don't feel like you have any control anyway. Mm-hmm. It's like you almost feel like there's someone else running the whole show, and whoever's president a lot of times is just a figurehead.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's rigged.
Only 8% think the country will be fine no matter who wins.
See, that's my concern. I'm worried about the after effects. I'm worried about people going crazy. That's what scares me.
I'm wondering what percentage think that the country is going to be terrible no matter who wins. Because you said the 8% think it's going to be fine no matter
who. Yeah,
I bet there's a percentage that's like, it's going to be terrible no matter who wins.
It already is terrible. Look at the prices of everything.
I know.
In other words, like 92% of us think that the fate of America hangs in the balance of the election, basically.
See, I don't know if it's that bad.
I don't think so either.
Because I do think the people that run the country are already there.
Yeah.
And they ain't changing just because of the election.
Just because of one person gets in there, because most of the time they're a puppet anyway, in some respects, right?
Well, you know,
it's a presidential puppet.
We interviewed Seal, the artist, and he said he spoke with Obama after he was president. Mm-hmm. And Obama said, you know, becoming president, I thought I was going to come in and change the world. I was going to drive this bus of America wherever it needed to go. And I found out it was more like a train. It was on tracks, and you didn't really get to steer as much as you thought that it was going to go where it was going to go.
That's why it's funny. People put so much pressure on the presidential election, but then never vote locally.
Or for your Congress people, and those are the ones who make the laws.
Yeah. Well, more than half of Americans say this is one of the most stressful days for them. So if you're going, and of course I know the long lines that get stressful, and you get in there and you're starting to vote for, you know, there's certain areas, like not only just presidential area, but also, you know, the garbage truck guys and the water company, you know, president and all that stuff.
I don't think you've been voting the right place.
Give me your voter registration card.
No, you get in there and it's those other smaller things that you've not really researched. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, let's go with the guy with the coolest name here.
Well, you can always go by party if you think, okay, this party represents me the most, so I'll vote for the candidate from that party.
And here's an idea is go to the scvotes.gov, and you could see a sample ballot that you will be getting, and it's good to look at because there are a couple of questions on there that my mom didn't know about and didn't even answer them.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, if we get that penny tax, Mom, it's your fault.
That penny tax, one thing I don't like about it, and you can decide whether you want to vote for the road tax or not. I'm not going to try to tell you how to vote. But I don't like the way they make it sound like it's a penny. instead of it's a penny on every dollar you spend, it's right. not a penny.
I don't like the way they phrase all of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's,
why?
It's confusing.
I understand it's got to be the legal verbiage, I guess, but
that's
I'm not smart enough for that.
No, lawyers do that on purpose to make things complicated.
Yes. So you can see how stressful today is going to be as you're voting.
When's happy hour?
So here's some ways they say to relax in 30 seconds. You get in there, your blood pressure goes up, you've voted, and you walk out. They say...
I know Cato's answer.
Well, you can
a
do
shot.
That. Okay, so 30 ways to relax in 30 seconds. Laugh. Studies have shown it releases tension, reduces blood pressure, and can even lower your blood sugar levels.
The just imagine someone sitting at the little voter box, yeah. and they're like... Get that person out of here.
Yeah.
And you're walking past the crowd waiting in line.
Yeah, that's I'm expecting an evil.
Yeah. All right. They say go outside. The studies have found that being in nature helps you relax, even if it's just like, looking at the trees on the street.
Well, that's a given when you leave the voting place.
It's cold and rainy today.
That's true, Cato.
Okay, they say just walk into another room. They found that when you change your environment, your brain essentially resets itself, and you'll be less stressed out. So well,
again, this is going to happen whenever you leave the election place.
Yeah. I broke the little voter box, the first one that I went to. I broke it. You want to talk about adding stress to a situation?
Yeah, okay.
And then as I was leaving, she said, did you break another? I said, girl, I'll break them all if you want to go home early.
You want to have fun? Bring a little thumb drive, one of those little USB sticks. And go, where do I put this in?
Oh.
Okay.
That's not good.
Okay. Ways to relax in 30 seconds, they say. Rub some rose oil on you. It lowers blood pressure and slows down your breathing. And it's not just because of the smell. They said workers even put masks on, and this worked as well. Rose oil.
I'm so stressed. I don't know where to find rose oil.
Yeah.
You say rosé?
No.
Roseanne Barr.
And there's people all about the essential oils. I know my mom, she's like, put some lavender on it. You know, you can get a burn. Put some lavender on it. It's like, Mom, I got a stomachache. Put some lavender on it. And I'm like, lavender can't fix everything.
Hey, you make fun, but peppermint oil absolutely gets rid of headaches.
Yeah, but I think your mom, you don't need to be talking to her, because the burn is aloe. Pretty sure on that.
Yeah, yeah. And then they say, eat an orange. So take an orange with you. Anything else with vitamin C works too. Mostly means like blueberries, strawberries. Studies have found foods that are high in vitamin C can lower your blood pressure and calm you down as well.
So that's how you ruin the voting machine. Take an orange with you.
Yeah, we'll put it in your
keys are all stuck.
You know what? So go ahead, laugh a lot. Eat an orange while you're laughing and rub some rose oil or whatever on you and just walk into another room and you'll be fine.
They'll be like, sir, will you please just vote and go home?
Yeah. I'm stressed out now thinking about this.
I know.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You were talking about stress and the election. I've got something that could add or take away the stress depending on your point of view.
Okay.
There's a website called Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I, and it lets you bet on the election.
Travis Kalshi.
Not that one. It actually lets you place a bet on who's going to win, and you can do all kinds of little side bets on the election.
What are the odds?
Well, that's the crazy thing is the odds are exactly that. You get paid more if you bet against the trend.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it this way. Let's say you had one candidate that you were hoping would win, but you could bet on the other one. And that way, even if your candidate loses, you still get some money and at least you feel better about it. You could kind of make yourself feel better by betting for the person you didn't want to win. But if they win, you get money.
But then your candidate doesn't win and you also don't win the money.
That's not possible.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
But if your candidate wins, you lose the money, but at least your candidate won, and you're just like, okay, I lost $100, but at least my guy won.
Or
my.
Okay.
So when I say guy, I don't mean man.
Either way, you come out, you're going to be happy.
Yeah,
either
one way or the other, yeah. You get something good happening to you.
I like that, too.
Oh, it's like if your candidate wins, but then you win the money. Okay, I get it.
It doesn't sound like it.
don't be placing bets.
I'm just over here laughing. I don't get it either. I don't get it.
Well, what's interesting is you can follow along. The last bet was just a $300 bet on the president. Someone voted for who they think is going to win, and they bet it $300. So what's interesting, too, about this, we have the polls. And you always see the polls, and they trend that someone's ahead or someone's behind.
Mm-hmm. North Pole, South Pole.
Those are polls, yes, but they're not the ones I'm talking about. And so what they say about the polling is that it takes a certain amount of time to send out the questions, get them answered, tabulate them. So they tend to fall behind the actual trend.
Okay.
If something's changing, the polls are slower to catch that change. But this betting is instantaneous. It's you're putting your money on who you think's going to win. And they said that the recent betting has changed a great deal in the past few weeks. Now, the betting is predicting Trump. The polls are predicting Harris by a small amount. And we will find out later this week. But what's interesting is they're going to find out whether this kind... This is the first year they've done this since 1924, and they didn't have apps back then. So we're going to find out whether this is a good way to guess or not. Maybe it's more accurate than the polling, maybe less accurate, but they'll get to find out this year.
Well, it could be more Republicans gamble because it's a betting
poll. The thing is, it's throughout the entire United States, and in theory, Republicans tend to be conservative Christians and less likely to gamble.
Okay.
So that kind of blows that out of the water.
And they also won't speak to you at the liquor store.
That's
but you
true.
Still wait.
You know, I wish they would just kind of do like the presidential voting or whatever, like the beauty pageants. Because, you know, they got to go through all the different things. Like, what's your, like, you might have a talent that you do and have the judges over there and they turn their seats around or whatever.
And everybody's answer is world peace.
Yeah.
You want to see Trump and Kamala in swimwear?
Okay, well, I got to rethink this. I got to think this.
They can just do the career day dress up, not the bikinis.
But could you see Donald Trump, though, in that Speedo and that big poofy hair?
Yes,
you know,
I could.
There, you know, in a Superman stance and walking down the aisle there.
I mean, he used to run beauty pageants.
Yeah.
It would be an unfair advantage for him.
Yeah.
Now, the trending is 60%, actually 59% Trump, 41% Kamala. But that's on this betting app that they don't know. The polling is almost neck and neck, so we really won't find out until tonight. But also, they're asking about questions. You can bet on things like, what about Congress? Who's going to win Congress? Is it going to be Republicans or the Democrats?
Is that on the ballot?
It's in a certain way. You're getting to vote for that person. There's even bets on how much the percentage difference will be. Like, is it going to be 3%, 2%? Is it going to be, who's going to win the popular vote? Who's going to win the electoral vote?
This is much like football.
Exactly.
You're betting on the first punt or whatever.
Yeah, right.
The
first run back.
Exactly.
First sack. Okay.
So this could make it more fun. Mm. Because now, instead of sitting there being so stressed and uptight about who wins the election, you're going to be stressed and uptight about whether you won money or not. But it'll be fun if you're getting some cash here and there.
Yeah. Well, if it is a tie, I've got another idea. How about a sing-off? You know, could you imagine Kamala or Donald Trump? Who's got the better singing voice?
I would think either one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you even have questions like who's going to win in Alabama. You can pick which, like if this state is going to go Republican or Democrat.
I'm just trying to think of which president in history I would ever be like, yeah, I'd like to see that at the beach.
Oh, okay.
So we're back to that, huh?
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah.
You know what's sad is I brought this up as a way to possibly introduce a fun thing for the election and a way to decrease the stress. And, Hawk, you've made it more stressful.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're just thinking about presidents in swimsuits.
I know. It's stressing me out.
Yeah.
Lord George Washington in that wig.
He'd get canceled today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Well, are you going to vote for the same person that your parents are voting for? Tom was saying some kids don't. They go against the parents.
Well, I mean, once you're not you're not a teenager anymore. You're over 18. Yeah. You are supposed to vote for whoever you want to.
Yeah, figure it out.
You don't have to follow your parents.
I will say this. You ever wonder why, though, you prefer chocolate to vanilla, sci-fi movies instead of romantic comedies, or maybe there are types of music that you prefer?
No.
Okay, well, the reasons may have been created before you were even born. They're in your genes.
I checked. I don't have anything in mind right now.
Well, Tom, you don't have any room to put anything in your genes, to be honest.
That was rude.
Those are some nice...
That was mean.
Skinny jeans you got there.
They aren't skinny jeans. I know.
They're puffy jeans.
You know what? Puff they're Daddy. Tommy Bahama indigo palms. If I can't be skinny, I can at least look rich.
Well, a study by several universities show people appear to inherit fondness for specific products, foods, and experiences, all from their parents.
I'm not sure I understand that.
Nor do I think it's true, because I'm nothing like my parents.
Are you saying genetic, or are you saying what you were taught?
Both, they say.
Because, when I was a kid, I stumbled on white chocolate for the first time.
Okay.
And my parents had never shown that to me or eaten it, but it was my favorite thing in the whole world and still one of my favorites.
All right.
So I don't think my parents had anything to do with that.
Have you had the Reese Cups white chocolate?
They're so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Kit Kats, too.
They say if your parents like mustard, collard greens, books, you like to go to the beach, the odds are that you will, too. Now, some of it is because of your... what is it
genetics.
Called? Genetics. But the other thing, like when you live around them and they're doing the same thing, like you eat the same time your parents do.
Your environment.
Yeah, it's environmental.
Or nurturing.
You eat the same time your parents do and your mom's making that stuff, you know.
But most kids don't like the stuff their parents are feeding them and don't eat half of it.
Okay, but now. Think about the things that your mom or your dad like that you like, and it's probably more of that stuff than less of what they like.
It is interesting, though, if you think about it, because my mom hates vegetables, and I think I could eat more vegetables than anything else.
Really? You like vegetables?
Yeah, I prefer it over fruit, and she's the exact opposite.
Well, I will say this. I feel like having kids is something this is very true about, because my parents had children, and I had children. If they hadn't had children, I probably wouldn't have had children.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was confusing.
I got it, though.
Yeah. Okay. The smells, soap, shampoos, that stuff, too, also applies in this study. So.
Yeah, I'm sus on this.
Okay.
I think it might be generally like, okay, a percentage, but we all know people like Cato just said, there's things he's exact opposite, Tori, exact opposite on the vegetables and fruits.
Well, and your smell preferences changes over time. Because, you know, you go with the sweet stuff when you're younger, and then eventually you kind of mold into that white diamond smell.
You get moldy?
White diamond does some kind of smell like that.
You know what? This thing about, like, you know, my mom, she likes to watch those Hallmark Channel movies, you know?
And you do.
I do, too. So,
bubble baths?
But, well, I don't know if she likes bubble baths or not. I'm not doing a survey with my mom. I got a question for you. You like bubble baths? I've never interrupted her with a bubble bath either.
I'm surprised, to be honest.
And then let's go with Dad. He likes pickled bologna. You know,
I love pickled bologna.
He likes a Cracker Barrel.
Unknown caller.
Hey.
Okay.
We have an unknown caller calling in.
He likes Cracker Barrel and playing checkers out on the porch and rocking there. I like to do that too every once in a while.
Yeah, my mom's inside shopping.
So, see, it does apply in my situation.
Well, it's like astrology. You're picking and choosing, and you're ignoring the things that aren't the same.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, interesting. I guess I was wrong, and this study was wrong, according to these universities and their study.
I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just that they pick and choose, and then they go with the stuff that fits their survey. But I think there's obviously, you got that black sheep in the family. You got someone who just doesn't fit. Tori didn't fit in that case. Cato didn't fit in every case.
I wasn't
case.
A black sheep in our family. She might be in hers, yeah. but I wasn't in mine.
Don't you judge me about being a black sheep.
Nothing wrong with being a black sheep.
Okay. I'm going to move on because this could get controversial if I continue this conversation.
It's a bad topic.
Bad. Oh, I get it.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a bad joke.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, there is something that affects each and every one of us, and I think a lot of us believe in this concept. I'm not a huge believer, but I do think there are people out there that can be close, and that is the idea of soulmates.
I agree.
Now, I believe if you were to go statistically, your soulmate probably lives in India or some high population country like China. But if you believe that maybe God has a hand in it and he's carefully placing that person somewhere in your life, then that's possible.
Man, what is a soulmate? Do they agree with everything? There's never any fights? Or what did we define a soulmate?
See, and I think that's what messes it up. Because so many people think soulmate, it just clicks and there's nothing ever wrong. But the reality is soulmate is someone you get through those fights with. You figure it out together.
Maybe that wasn't your soulmate.
you'll sell your soul for them, I always thought.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Is that not right?
I don't want to do that.
That's why I'm not looking.
I'm like, hey, you on your own, okay? I don't want to be up there.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Hawk, because I have some signs that you found your soulmates.
All right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And there's some things you can look for. Some of these I'm a little skeptical of, but some of them are pretty cool. Now, the first one, I don't know about. It says there's a nearly instant feeling of closeness. It doesn't have to be love at first sight. But feeling comfortable around them is a good sign.
Yeah.
I feel like that happens with people who aren't your soulmates sometimes, too. Mm-hmm. In fact, it seems like it's more likely to happen with someone who's your devil mate, and they're likely to turn on you, and you're like, well, they seemed so good at first.
Yeah,
I've had that happen before.
Right.
But I guess it is at least one sign that if you added all these up, and then it might be good.
Usually in the beginning, everybody's putting on their good face.
Exactly.
And if you have any confrontations, you know, the first few weeks or months, it's like, that's a sign if that's the best they're putting on.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Mm-hmm. But you're right about everyone trying to go through the pretty phase where everything's like, oh, that little annoying thing is cute right now, but later you're going to be on the news because you stabbed him to death for it. All right, you care about their opinion and they care about yours.
Mm-hmm.
You genuinely want to hear their take on things, even if you don't always agree.
Yeah.
Again, that to me is a sign if you still feel that way 2 or 3 years later, but not necessarily at the beginning, because at the beginning, you're in that crush phase.
No, you are, and you overlook a few things, but the mutuality, I think, is like you both have things in common right there.
I don't
think
Mutual of Omaha has anything to do with it.
What is that?
Wow.
It is an insurance company.
Is it?
Okay. You not heard of them?
Uh-uh.
Another thing that's a sign you could be with your soulmate is you're okay doing things without each other. You should want to be around them, but also feel secure enough you're okay with them doing their own thing. That's something that works well with my wife and I.
Yeah.
I don't like to go out and do as much as she does, but I don't care if she does. She wants to go have lunch with her friend Donna. Go for it. I don't get uptight and be like, no, you have to stay home. It'd be boring with me.
Yeah, she calls that, I need a break.
Well, not, I mean, it's not so much that as she just enjoys doing those things.
Yeah, because you're going to have differences, like hobbies, you know, that might not correlate with the hobby you like. Now, I see a lot of folks, though. They jump onto their man's hobby or vice versa.
And that's not a bad thing either.
Like he likes RC racing or something, and she's like out there with him in the trailer building the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's tough. You can be vulnerable with them. I'm not even 100% comfortable with that now. Because you sometimes feel like if you're vulnerable that they may latch onto that. And even if they didn't take advantage of it, sometimes they might, you know, think differently of you because of it or not trust you as much because of it.
But I think you got to be vulnerable because it's okay for you to not feel that way. You're not sharing everything. But I mean, for the things that we see here on the show, you share way too much TMI. Like, why wouldn't you do that with your wife?
Well, I would with everything except for vulnerable things.
Do you send her pictures when you're sick in the bathroom?
Not anymore.
You were too vulnerable with her.
She didn't want that.
That's what it was. Okay.
This is one my wife and I had very early on. Mm-hmm. You're okay being alone without talking to each other.
Yeah.
Like, we would be on a trip, I don't know, driving somewhere, and it would be a quiet section where neither of us talk. And I'd be sitting there in my mind going, oh, God, this is bad. We're not talking. And then she'd be like, it's so nice that we can just ride together without having to talk the whole time.
Yeah. It's almost as if she felt that from you, and she was like, don't talk, don't talk.
Okay, that's great.
Right.
I was thinking it was good.
Well, but sometimes you got people who enjoy talking, they're chatty, and that's the way they bond.
Right.
And,
right.
And there's another person that's like, I just want to look out the window and enjoy this, and that's the way they feel.
And that
loved.
Means it's not your soulmate.
Oh, well, okay.
It's just that their voice gets on your nerves because all they do is talk, 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 talk. Yeah.
We're not soulmates either, Cato. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, you fight fair.
Mm-hmm.
Even the best relationships are going to have fight. The key is how you fight. Do you blame each other and try to win every argument, or are you fighting but you're fighting for a resolution?
You put that blame thrower up. You don't need that out.
When you say fight fair, that means if you break a dish, she gets a dish to break.
Sounds reasonable to me, K.O. Okay.
Because they're throwing it at each other.
Do you choose which dish? No, 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 honey, not that one. That's expensive. Yeah. Give me another one.
That's good. That's healthy, though, because then you're working together, and it's like, oh, pretty soon you're going to be like, okay, what are we even fighting for?
Where are the paper plates?
That's the common enemy thing. It's not us fighting each other. We're fighting these dishes.
That's right. And also, they say if you would describe your relationship as easy, you hear people say long-term. Term relations are hard work, and they can be, but it shouldn't feel hard all the time.
Right.
It should feel easy with occasional, you know, discussions, arguments, or conflicts.
Little speed bumps that come up every once in a while. You got to slow down.
Now, some people like the drama, but I'm going to tell you from my experience, you can only do drama for so long because it would almost be like driving a roller coaster everywhere you went.
Well.
At first, it'd be fun, but after a while, you would just get tired of the gut-wrenching fear and terror.
They say avoid people with drama, or pretty soon you'll be in their play.
Oh,
wow.
That's
so clever.
Yeah, oh, it was a meme I read online.
Wow, Hall, we thought, Hall came up with that.
I know.
I thought I was your soulmate.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.